the angel, when he appeared to the children at Fatima, 1 year before Our Lady came, an angel came. He was the guardian angel of their country called Portugal. He came 3 times. And the second time, the children were playing, as you do sometimes, of course, because you're children. That's in your job description. You have to play. And so they were playing one day, and the angel came to them. The first time it was with great light, and it was almost like snow turning into a person. That's how the angel looked. But this time, and he taught them that prayer, "O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee." But this time, he just came right away, and he you might say, he caught them playing, and then he says, "Pray, pray a great deal. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have a plan of mercy for you. Offer unceasingly to the Most High prayer and sacrifices." Lucy, who was a bit like St. Peter, she was never at a loss for words. Lucy asks, "But how are we supposed to make sacrifices?" "Offer up everything," the angel says, "as a sacrifice to our Lord to make up for sins in reparation, sins by which our Lord is so much offended, and also to pray for the conversion of sinners. That's how you could bring down peace on your country. I'm the guardian angel of Portugal, and more than anything else, accept and bear with resignation the sufferings that God may send you." And then a year later, on this day, May 13th, 1917, it was during the Great War, World War I, then the Blessed Mother herself comes, and she appears on top of a very, it almost looked like a bush. It wasn't any higher than Lucy, so it was pretty low, kind of an oak. They called it kind of an oak tree. And that's when Our Lady asked for them to say the rosary every day and to come back for 6 times so that she could tell them all about God's plan for mercy and what they had to do. So if an angel were to come to us today, we could probably say, "I'm saying lots of prayers today because it's the Rogation Day. It's the last of our Rogation Day. We had on this beautiful morning our beautiful Rogation Day procession, and now we're having Mass. And then some of us, well, tonight we're going to have another procession, and we're going to be praying all of our Blessed Mother's Rosary because it's the first of her Fatima appearance dates. That's what we're doing. And then we're keeping feast days of saints today, too. You know, today is one of our patron saints, and he would have been at one of those saints if an angel had come to him and said, "What are you doing?" He could have told him exactly what he was doing, and I don't think that he ever fooled around. And his name is St. Robert Bellarmine. And he was a short little fellow. He never grew to be very tall. When he was still a student, he was appointed to give lectures at the university because he was so, that means to teach class, he was so gifted. Only because he was so short, they couldn't see him. So they used a pulpit like this, and they had to put a stool in the pulpit, and he climbed up on the stool so people could see him. And yet, he did so much work, he was so gifted and so holy, that one time when he was writing against the Protestant king of England, James I, that king thought there must be a whole committee of writers, but it wasn't. It was just one person doing all of that work. And he, of course, he always found time, as saints would, to say all of his prayers and to take care of the poor people. One time when he became a cardinal, they would cover up the walls to make the rooms a little bit warmer, the walls of their castles. They would cover them up with beautiful hangings, and it made the place a little bit more cheery and a little bit more cozy. But when he found out there were some poor people nearby who didn't have any warm clothes to wear, he said to take down all the curtains from the walls and have them made into coats for the poor people, because he said the walls won't get cold, but people do. That's the kind of a saint Robert Bellarmine was. He was always busy doing something and doing something good for Almighty God's honor and glory. That's why he's a good patron saint for us today in our place where we live. It's called Cincinnati, Ohio. We're asking today Our Lady of Fatima, we're asking St. Robert Bellarmine And the last of our ice saints, his name is Saint Servatus, he was a bishop too, like Robert Bellarmine. We're asking all of them to have mercy on us, to pray for us, and to help us. So that's what I want you to think about today, children. What are you doing? Well, today, there's a lot of praying, and then we had some classes this morning, and then we'll have lunch, and maybe, if you're lucky, a little time to play, and then we're going to go to, we're studying a little bit more, and then we're going to come back to church and do some more praying. That's our day. Children, when you spend the day well for God's glory, it goes very quickly. But remember what the angel taught the children. You can offer up anything at all to God in reparation, as long as it's not something bad or displeasing to him. So won't you think of some things that you could offer up to our Lord through Mary and through her heart? If you are, you're praying for the peace of your country and for many, many blessings. It doesn't matter what you do, as long as it's for God's glory. That's a good question. Just think sometime today, if all of a sudden an angel came and said to you, "What are you doing?" Could you give a good answer? I'm sure you could. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.